Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Maestro James Levine takes the stage at Symphony Hall tomorrow night after months of recuperating from major back surgery. Conductor had to cancel more than half of his performances with the Boston Symphony Orchestra last season. He'll kick off the BSO's new season with a program of music by Wagner. Earlier this week, Levine tackled a Wagnerian opus at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, where he also leads the orchestra. And while Wagner's music is surely dramatic, WBUR's Andrea Shea reports that the maestro's comeback is stirring up some drama of its own.
People have been wondering if Maestro Levine would even make it back to the podium, but the tension broke this week after he successfully led the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra through a marathon of sorts, Das Rheingold, the first installment of the Met's new high-tech ring cycle.
Maestro James Levine entering the orchestra pit.
Oh, the audience went crazy for the man. They absolutely adore him in this house, as do all the singers that perform with him.
Bass baritone Bryn Terravale sings the part of Votan, king of the gods, in The New Ring. Terravale says, and the critics agree, that Levine was in top form for the duration of the complicated opera, which opened the Met season. It runs nearly 3 hours without an intermission. And turns out, this Welsh baritone can relate to the maestro's health issues.
Maestro Levine, I think, coming from the same problems I've had in the past couple of years, the back problems, and I've had three or four operations, so it does take time. And yes, he took a few gingerly paced steps onto the platform, so hopefully he'll be fine with us in the opening of your symphony in Boston.
Terravale will sing at Symphony Hall in tomorrow night's All Wagner program. He's at ease with the performance, even when I explain how there's been a lot of speculation in Boston and elsewhere over Levine's recovery.
You shouldn't worry about that, Andrea. I think you're too worried about the consequences of his surgeries.
Fact is, people are worried. And while everyone expects tomorrow's season opener to go smoothly, the true test comes a week from tomorrow. That's when Levine is scheduled to lead a matinee performance of Das Rheingold at the Met in New York. Then he'll fly to Boston for Mahler's Second Symphony with the BSO. A superhuman feat for a person in perfect health, according to Lloyd Schwartz, classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He says next weekend...
logistical nightmare. I don't know who is asleep at the wheel when that schedule was being made to have James Levine conduct a long, intermissionless Wagner opera in the afternoon that is being telecast live all over the world, and then in Boston having to conduct an hour and a half Mahler symphony that night.
He decides what he wants to do. No one was asleep at the wheel.
That's Mark Volpe, managing director of the BSO.
I certainly expressed concern both verbally and writing. His contractual obligation is to be here 8 o'clock on Saturday night. I think the players are concerned. The board was certainly concerned. I'm concerned. But ultimately, you know, this notion that someone's asleep at the wheel. I mean, he's making that decision to do this.
Levine wouldn't speak with us in time for this story, but like everyone, Volpe is concerned about the maestro pushing himself too hard, too fast. At the same time, though, Volpe understands to an extent why the musician put himself in this position.
This is a guy who you know, for his entire, not just his professional life, but his childhood, has been almost singularly focused on being a great pianist, being a great conductor. This is what he does.
While Volpe gets this, he's also the one who's had to scramble to find guest conductors time after time when Levine bowed out of his BSO schedule last season, and also for injuries and surgeries in years past. There have been discussions about Levine's future with the orchestra and plenty of chatter among classical critics and fans about all the reasons the maestro should stay or go. Ticket sales are down about 10% from this time last year. Things are picking up, though, according according to Volpe, because audiences know Levine is coming back. Regardless, he says, the stakes are still high.
Certainly institutionally, but the stakes are even higher for Jim.
And also for the Metropolitan Opera in New York, where James Levine has been conducting for 40 years. Peter Gelb is the Met's general manager and says a crazy weekend of performing and commuting by private plane, that's nothing new for the maestro.
Throughout Levine's career, he has regularly risen to that kind of challenge. I mean, you know, he's legendary for taking on more work than any other conductors.
That said, Gelb acknowledges it will be more challenging for the 67-year-old conductor, given his recent surgery. As for the BSO, the uncertainty is unnerving, but managing director Mark Volpe is hopeful. He says no one will really know what's physically possible for Maestro Levine until he actually does it.
Jim is certainly a man of the theater, and if there was ever a theatrical dimension to a concert, this is it.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.